All right, well, let's get this party started. Welcome to the new ZTGD Podcast Radio, also for the N4G News for Gamers Network. It is Tuesday, April 10th that we're recording this, but you probably won't get to hear it till Wednesday, April 11th, because that's how long it's going to take my ass to mix it. But anyway, it is going to be a little bit smaller than we had posted on the forums, because somebody decided not to show up.
He shall remain nameless.
He shall remain nameless, but in the studio with me today, I have Mr. Professor Chaos.
What's up?
And this is, of course, Zero Tolerance, and we're doing the very first collaboration episode for N4G and ZTGD. We don't have a lot, because we nailed a bunch of stuff last week, but we are going to run down the main news topics, talk about some rumors, bitch about some downloadable content that is not online yet.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe even complain some more about the Xbox 360 Elite. But before we get to all that, let's hop into the what's fondling your console this week, which is always a favorite topic. And I'll let you go first, since there's nobody else here.
No, there's not. So I've been playing some Guitar Hero. Not a whole lot, as you mentioned earlier. I actually jumped back and started playing some older stuff that I had stopped playing, like Oblivion. I got back into that. Figured I'd finish out the main quest line to it, and that I forgot how good that game really is.
Are you going to get the Shivering Isles?
I might. I'm trying to wait until I finish everything else, and then I'll probably buy it, but I haven't bought it yet. I bought some of the other, like the Wizard's Tower.
Maroon's Razor, whatever.
Like,
yeah.
I bought some of that stuff.
Definitely don't buy Shivering Isles until you're done, because you'll get sucked into it. It's badass.
That's what I heard. So that's why I'm waiting. And then playing some Ultimate Alliance.
Because you're waiting on the Hero Villains pack that's supposed to be up today.
Yeah, it was supposed to be up today, and it's like 6:30, and it's not up today.
Do you have any idea how much it's going to cost? Because I keep hearing different reports.
Well, it's $500 for each if you buy them separately. So $500 for the heroes, $500 for the villains. Or you can get them both for $800.
Well, that's not bad.
No,
you get a 200-point discount for a microtransaction.
Exactly. But if you boot up, like if you go into your to Ultimate Alliance, you download an auto update, which already, like, they have placed the characters on the character select screen. So, like, you can see, like, on this side is, like, the blue, and, like, you can see their outlines of the Hulk and all
that. Oh, so they're just teasing you.
That's exactly what it is. They're teasing you. That's exactly what it is. And I go in there and I see Magneto and I'm pissed. I'm like, oh.
See, I want to play as Venom. Because, like, I watched the video and he does all, like, that crazy stuff.
Yeah, he looks okay, but Magneto was my boy. So, first and foremost, I'm playing as Magneto.
See, maybe we can go online and do a villain party.
Yo, we should do that.
There you go. So everybody on the forums now, post up your gamer tags. We'll do a little villain party going on. But I get Venom, and that's all there is to it.
And I get Magneto.
There you go. So you're screwed if you don't want those two guys.
Right.
So is that pretty much all?
That's pretty much it.
Well, for me, it's been Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
How about that?
Yeah, you know. I can't help it. I forgot how good that game was, because I skipped it on the PS2, because I'm like, man, it's coming for a 360. We're going to get downloadable content, new songs, going to have that bitchin'-ass Explorer guitar. Oh, I had to have it. And then leaderboards, because I like to brag about how I'm in second place.
Are you really?
My friends' leaderboard.
Oh, I
not in the
that.
World.
I was about
no.
to say, like, wow.
I'm in like 6,000th in the world.
Okay, because you know, like I was telling you, I suck on easy, and y'all are like playing on hard and expert.
Well, playing Jordan on expert's a whole nother ball game.
Yeah,
that crazy bucket head guy with a KFC bucket on his head. He can play some guitar. Maybe I should start wearing a bucket on my head.
Probably pay better. That'll help you. That's what it is.
I might, but anyway. I think that's real. I played a couple review games. I played the Konami Classic Arcade for the DS.
How was that?
It was good because it had Yar Kung Fu on it.
Really?
That's all I cared about.
Huh.
I mean, it's got Russian Attack. It's got Time Pilot. I mean, it's got a Track and Field. I mean, it's got a lot of good games on it. But Yar Kung Fu takes me back. Takes me back to the good old days in the movie theater arcade, my first fighting game.
Nice.
Good game. And I played Honeycomb Beat.
What?
It's a puzzle game for the DS where it's like you get these little hexagons, and when you flip one, it turns a different color, but everything connecting to it flips two. So you got to figure out how to turn them all off.
Gotcha.
By doing that. And it's got some cool puzzles in it, but it's kind of shallow, but for $20.
Oh, well, it's $20. And it's a puzzle game, and that's what DS really does best.
It pretty much. It's in the music. I thought it was going to be like a rhythm game because it's called Honeycomb Beat, but it's really not. But it's not bad, so... But other than that, it's been Guitar Hero.
Right.
And I tried a little Tetris, which is Tetris for 360.
Of course.
But that pretty much wraps up what's fondling your console this week, so stick with us for a second, and we're going to jump right into the news. Alright, we'll be back with some news for you. And we have a little bit of news, not a whole lot, considering it's we wrapped up a lot of it last week. But we do have the spring update to talk about for the Xbox 360. And we have a couple of other good little things coming, including a little announcement that'll make me happy, which is more Guitar Hero. But we'll get to that later.
Oh, Guitar Hero.
Oh, yes. We're going to start off with Xbox 360 and the 4,000 points card. If 1,600's not enough for you, you can now buy a 4,000-point card for $49.99.
Which I'm probably going to buy, because 1,600 is never enough.
It really isn't.
I buy 1,600 for one game, I'm like, wow, I want to get this. Oh,
You only got like 400 left.
Right. So 4,000, that's not bad.
But see, I can't do that, because if I buy a 4,000-points card, my ass, if I got points, I'll spend them.
On just random stuff?
Just random stuff. I'm like, that theme might look cool.
Right.
Click. Shit. All right. Next piece of news is Namco's Ace Combat 6 is actually timed exclusive. It will not be fully exclusive, so it will eventually probably come out on the PS3.
Well, I kind of figured that when they announced that it was exclusive.
Yeah, but, you know, still you get it first, and that's a big deal because it's never been on another system. So.
Right.
The next piece is Guitar Hero news. The faulty guitars. Red Octane has admitted that there is a problem with some of them, the whammy bars. They will be replacing them. If you just want a quick fix, though, you can head over to allaboutgames.net, and they have this little trick that you can use to fix the whammy bar. Personally, I haven't had a problem, but I heard a lot of people have.
Mine has a problem. So, yeah, I need to head over there.
You need to get your whammy bar fixed?
I do. See, like, I gotta, like, turn it sideways and then push it in for it to work, and I'm like, okay. And, yeah, whatever. So I have to fix
mine. You can send it back to them. They'll do it. All right, next piece of news. Epic Games, on a recent podcast, said that they are not sold on Windows Live. They said they feel that PC gamers shouldn't have to pay for something that they've been used to for so many years.
That's true.
Which is really a big blow to Microsoft, because if Epic Games isn't on, then you're not going to get Unreal Tournament,
yeah.
You know, all those big games. So right now the developers are a little questionable about it, but, you know, I don't know.
Right.
I'm so used to paying for it on Xbox Live at this point. I'm used to all that stuff. But on PC, I can understand, because it used to all be free.
Right.
Friends lists, all that stuff. So.
But if you already have Xbox Live Gold, and I haven't really researched the Windows Live thing too much, but if you already have an Xbox Live Gold account, do you get the Live stuff already? Or is
yeah.
that like a totally separate thing?
Yeah, it's one subscription, and it works for both systems.
Gotcha.
So if you've already got it, you're cool.
Gotcha.
All right, the next one is more of a rumor than anything, but the ESRB ratings, which tend to announce games before companies like them to, has listed Quake 3 Arena for the Xbox Live Arcade.
That's awesome.
So with
That's
the new
awesome.
With the new Meg Limit, we might be able to see some Team Arena online, Quake
yeah.
3.
Because Quake was, that's
awesome. Oh, man. That would be some good times.
You won't be able to mod it or anything, though. That
no, you
sucks.
Won't be able
but still,
to mod
the,
it. But
the game by itself was awesome.
For like $10, it won't be more like 800 points.
Right.
You know, you get the new updated visuals and achievements.
Of course.
I can't. You know, I almost want to play Halo 2 on the PC now just so I can get achievements. Hell, I might go buy that after the show. Anyway.
Nice.
The next piece of news is probably the biggest piece of news and the one everybody's been waiting for, but Bungie recently announced that the Halo 3 beta will go live on May 16th, through June 6th, which is a lot shorter than I expected it to be.
Me too, because I thought it was going to be like right up, not right up until release, but at least like a month, maybe two before
yeah,
it. But, that's
but you don't even get a
really,
month.
No, that's
it's
really
like 3 weeks.
Short.
So when you guys, when that goes live, you definitely want to log on and play because
right.
you ain't got a whole lot of
that
time
night,
to play.
That night, like,
Xbox Live going to crash that night.
Yes, it is.
I'm telling you that right now. But definitely hop on Crackdown or whatever, your free little code or whatever you got. Get on there May 16th and send us some friend invites and we'll play some party.
Oh, for sure.
Halo party, man.
For sure.
All right. Next up, the new Gears of War update is now online, and it includes a new mode called Annex, which is like there's respawns in it, which changes the real whole dynamic of Gears of War. There's also some new maps coming, which there's a big tiff between Microsoft and Epic about that, about how Microsoft wants them to charge for the maps instead of giving them away for free, and Epic wants to give them away for free. So
they should be allowed to give them for free. It's their game.
Yeah, I know. But you can't blame Microsoft for wanting them to charge because you know everybody's going to buy them.
Yeah. Man, but I guess they figure they didn't charge for the,
the new game mode, which I guess they could have charged for that, because that's something new.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes out and there's new maps and, you know, they're cool, I'll pay for them, but I'd rather have them free.
Right.
I really would rather have them free. And as far as I know, I haven't tried it out yet. The achievements have not been fixed, so you still have to do them in ranked matches, which still sucks.
Nice.
But the Annex mode, another update just for you, the kills in that do not count towards your achievements.
Really?
Yes, because there's respawns.
Oh, well.
So they were afraid people would get in there and boost, and they didn't want
everybody. Well, that's why you're never going to see the achievements not being ranked.
Yeah, well, I can always dream.
Yeah, you can.
I continue to dream because I won 1,000 points in that game because I love that game. All right, next up on the list. Had to get a little sip of water there.
That's what that was.
All right, next up on the list, this is a rumor. I just read this morning. I grabbed this off, I believe I grabbed it off of, I have the website right here, harmonixfans.com. Hmm. So, Guitar Hero news, imagine that. Downloadable content. The rumor is for the first song pack, it is rumored to be Motorhead's Ace of Spades. Awesome. Ozzy Osbourne's Bark at the Moon, which is a bitch on hard. The X's and Hey You, I don't really remember that song. The Edgar Winter Group and Frankenstein, which is just a crazy song. Queen with Killer Queen. The Donnas and Take It Off. Okay. The Red Hot Chili Peppers with Higher Ground, the cover of the Stevie Wonder song.
Right.
Which is really fun to play. Bad Religion's Infected and Incubus's Stellar. This is rumored to be the first pack available for 150 points.
You get all of them?
All of those for 150 points. They said they're going to do them in packs like that.
That's good.
So, that's a really good deal. If that's what they're going to be charging me, I'm not going to complain about paying for them.
Even though I have no idea of any of those songs are. But that's fine. I'll probably still get the pack.
You can't tell me you don't know Ozzy Osbourne.
I know who he is. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I know of the bands, but I don't really listen to their music, so I... But I do enjoy Guitar Hero.
And those songs, that right there is probably, with the exception of Helmets Unsung, which I'm just a personal favorite of mine, that is like probably the best compilation you could have got for the first pack. And it, if it comes out, they said soon, so hopefully sometime this week.
Nice.
And that pretty much wraps up all of our 360 news, minus what we're going to talk about later, which is a spring update. But that's going to drop us into the PS3, which there's not a whole lot. I read this morning that the retailers are beginning to drop the PS3 20 gig. They're not going to carry it anymore. So...
I wonder why.
Well, you know, have you seen one?
No.
I've went to Best Buy I don't know how many times, and I always look in that little case they have there, and they never have a 20 gig. It's always a 60 gig. It's like, does this thing even exist?
It's like a myth.
It is a myth. I'm going to be a Mythbusters. I'm going to go have to find one of these son of
bitches. You should do that and videotape it.
It's bad because the first retailer to drop it was the Sony Style online store.
Wow.
So, you know.
Sony dropped it.
And then Best Buy, GameStop, and EB have also jumped on the bandwagon, and they're not going to carry it anymore, according to listing. So, I don't know. What are you going to do?
That's probably true, because the 80 gigabyte one, or is it 60? It's 60.
Yeah, 60 gig one.
60 gig
one. Nobody bought the 20 gig one. There's no Wi-Fi.
Like the freaking cord thing for the 360. Nobody really bought that.
Nobody really bought it, but it sold more than the 20 gig PS3.
Did it?
It really did.
Wow.
Because they're still selling the cores, I guess. I don't know why you'd buy one.
I don't either.
No clue. Of course, I don't know why you'd buy the Elite either, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, I don't... Whatever.
All right. The last piece of PS3 news might make somebody care, but Time Shift is coming to the PS3.
Wait. Time Shift. That's the game that was, like, supposed to be... Is it still coming to 360?
Yeah, it's still coming to 360.
Ever ago.
I played a demo like a year and a half ago.
I remember, and it wasn't very good.
They're supposed to be remaking it. You know, okay. They're like fixing it, but you're releasing it in like October.
Oh, that's smart.
Oh, yeah. A game nobody's ever heard of.
So, that's real smart.
You know, what are you going to do? But that is coming to the PS3, so if you care. Virtual console for the Wii this week. That's all the PS3 stuff I got. But virtual console for the Wii this week, Galaga.
Which, oh, good.
Yeah, you know, I guess. Bravo Man. I don't even know what that is. Probably a TurboGrafx game.
Mm.
But and then Alex Kidd from the Genesis.
I think I remember that.
I remember the box. The game is. It's like a little platformer, 2D platformer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's decent selection, but I guess if Galaga wasn't on the Xbox Live Arcade, it might mean more.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, Galaga is like on every, you know, next-gen system. Put that throwback game on there, that and, like, Pac-Man.
Well, yeah, it's Galaga, though. Everybody's got to play Galaga. All right. For the multi-system stuff, Guitar Hero 3 was announced today.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And it is coming to the 360, the Wii, the PS3, and the PS2. So.
Same day for all of them?
I don't know.
I guess they didn't get that far.
That's just the three systems that it's announced, or the four systems that it's announced for. So.
See, I didn't know. So who's making Guitar Hero 3? Because I thought, didn't somebody like lose the rights or something? And like,
yeah, this is a really convoluted story about this, but Activision bought Red Octane, which is a company that makes the guitar. They also bought the rights to the name Guitar Hero. Now, the company that makes the game, Harmonix, left and are making Rock Band with EA and MTV, I think. So, yeah, it's really convoluted. I'm guessing Red Octane is going to be making the guitar, and the developer for Guitar Hero now is now Neversoft, the team behind Tony Hawk.
Oh, that could be okay.
So, you know, you're going to be skateboarding
while
you play
guitar.
While
you're playing guitar. Okay.
But I'm really interested to see what Neversoft does, because if I think back through Neversoft's track record, I can't think of a bad game they made.
No.
They made the Spider-Man game for the PS1.
It was really good.
They made the Tony Hawk games. They made Gun, which was really good. It's like Neversoft is kind of a trick of, you know, they've got all the tricks.
Yeah, so it probably would be okay.
I hope they add some customization, though. Like if I can make my own Guitar Hero.
That'd be nice.
My dude, my avatar, that'd be cool. All right, and the next piece of news is, this one will make you happy. I know you read it. But Peter Cullen and Frank Welker will be revoicing Optimus Prime and Megatron in the Transformers game.
Oh, yes. Now, here's what I don't understand. Why is Frank Welker not voicing Megatron in the movie?
That I can't answer.
Like, why did they not approach him? They went out of their way to get Peter Cullen, which is awesome.
Well, you know why.
Well, right.
I mean it's not Optimus without that voice.
Right, but I mean, why not get his, you know, I can't even think of the word. But, you know, the bad guy. Like, I mean, I don't understand.
I really don't know. And is that even confirmed yet, that Megatron is in the movie? I know Starscream is.
No, he's in it. There's a poster. Like I say, I actually work at the movie theater, people. There's a poster. There's one that has Optimus. Well, I think it's one IGN that has Optimus, like, looking to the left or whatever. And, like, it says protect. And there's another one of Megatron, like, looking to the right. Or, like, whatever it is, they're facing each other. And his says destroy. So, like, they're both in it. But it's not voiced by Frank Welker because he said they never approached him, which is stupid.
That boggles my mind that they would not approach him for that, because he is Megatron.
Right. I don't get it.
I don't understand
that. They picked that guy from Beast Wars so he can be like, ooh. Yes.
Oh, no. Not that one. Not that Megatron. Oh, God. Oh.
Oh, man.
I don't even want to talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
But at least it'll be in the game.
Yeah, that's cool.
I got some new screenshots of the game the other day, and I gotta say, it's looking pretty friggin' sweet.
It does.
I mean, I'm worried that it's Traveler's Tales, but the screenshots look so good.
Right.
And they keep sending me 360 screenshots, so I'm like, damn, those look really good, you know? I mean, they show the robots fighting each other, and it's like, oh.
Have they showed, like, Optimus yet? Because I haven't seen...
I think, yeah, there was a screenshot of Optimus Prime in the ones I got recently, and it looks... Like, he's standing up on a hill, after he transformed, and it just,
Well, I'm excited about the Transformers in general.
I'm excited about the movie and the game,
yeah.
And I cannot wait to dive into that game, and I can't wait to see that movie. I mean, I will be there for that screening.
Yes,
you
sir.
Damn well believe it. I'll be there for that one. All right, moving on. The next piece of news is Harmonix has actually denied the Rock Band pricing that we reported last week, the $80 guitars, the $80 drums, and the $40 microphone. Or the $30 mic, whatever it was, they denied it. But when it shows up on EB Games price list in a couple months, don't say we didn't tell you so.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, I'm just saying, they might have denied it, but they didn't get those prices out of their ass.
No.
I'm
no.
sorry. But you weren't here for the Rock Band discussion last week.
No, I wasn't.
Are you going to buy the wireless guitar so you can play bass?
Well, actually, I am.
Are you going to be in our band?
Yeah, and I'll definitely be the one playing bass.
Because, you know, everybody's fighting over the drums right now.
Really?
Yeah, like a couple people fighting over the drums.
I'm so
like,
who's doing the vocals?
Well, that'll probably be the Boogeyman.
Nice.
You know the Boogeyman's got to do vocals.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were talking about this last week about how it's supposed to be online.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I'm kind of curious how this is going to work because Guitar Hero is not online.
Right.
And I can understand why because you've got to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has to be no lag whatsoever, and I don't see how you can do that. And I couldn't imagine doing it for people. Like, say you were at your house, you know, Killer Wolverine was at his house, I'm at my house, and the Boogeyman's at his house, and we get on Xbox Live. He's going to have to sing behind the guitar, the drums, and the bass part.
Right. And hope that we
no
all
lag.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, with no lag. I mean, how is that even possible?
That's going to be interesting.
So, I don't know. But that's, you know, whatever the price is, it's not like everybody's going to go out and buy every instrument.
Right.
They're going to go out and buy one of the instruments.
I'm just getting the guitar.
Yeah.
I'll do bass. That's me.
But see, the Guitar Hero guitar works.
Which is awesome. But I want a wireless guitar.
And
I don't understand
wireless.
Why Guitar Hero 2 didn't have a wireless guitar.
Because Microsoft didn't want to give them the technology yet.
See, why?
Because it's their technology.
They stingy?
Yeah. It's Microsoft. Come on now. You know they're stingy. Like, no.
Please,
little
no.
Little Pandora's box. No.
Right.
You want a peek? No. So, yeah. That's pretty funny. Last piece we're going to run into before we do the spring update information is the new releases for the week. And I will tell you, even this was a sad little list.
Yeah. Yeah, it's slipped to none.
Yeah. Super Paper Mario for the Wii came out.
Which I hear is really good.
Yeah, I've read a lot of good reviews on it. And the new guy for our site will actually be reviewing it.
Nice.
So look for his review pretty soon. Brave, the Search for Spirit Dancer, which we reported came out last week, but I guess it got delayed a week. And the last game was also reported to be out last week, which is Cake Mania for the DS.
Wow.
So.
You know what? Wow. Okay. Cake Mania.
Cake Mania. What are you going to do?
Go DS.
I don't know what it is.
Well, I know what it is. My mom just bought a laptop before she went out of town. And, like, I was playing with it, and she had, like, a whole bunch of demos. Cake Mania is, like, you're this little waitress girl in, like, this restaurant. And, like, you have to, like, move from place to place and grab all these ingredients and stuff. And, like make this cake and then present it to these customers. Like, you have to do it really quick or else they get pissed because you hadn't served them fast enough and stuff.
So it's like Root Beer Tapper.
Pretty much. And I was like, okay, whatever. I guess the touching aspect would be cool with the DS, but, you know, whatever.
I don't know. I still want to play Cooking Mama, though.
Okay.
I do. It looked fun.
Is that on the Wii? Or coming for the Wii?
It is out on the Wii.
Okay.
So I really want to play that. So like I said last week, if you're listening to this and you want to send me a free copy, feel free. Because I'd really like to play it. All right. Well, the last piece of that we have to talk about this evening is the spring update for the Xbox 360. And I'm sure that everybody has seen the video, has seen all of the stuff that you're going to get with the spring update. And I've heard everybody bitching about it already.
Really?
Yeah, because they were expecting clan support. They were expecting the four-way voice chat. You know, they were expecting...
See, all that'll come. Like, I mean, right now, the Xbox offers more with its online service than the other two consoles that are out right now.
Well, yeah, and it should continue to do that if they're going to charge us for it.
Well, right.
I'm sure
all that'll come, but I think what they're planning for the spring update is actually really cool.
All right, well, for those of you out there that don't know what's going on, all five of you that don't know what's going on with the spring update, let's give you a little rundown. The first one is all me. It's all me. There's going to be a brand new and richer achievement notification pop-up. Now, not only will it pop up and go, ba-doink, and you're going to jump, press that little button and get all excited, it's going to tell you.
Yeah,
it's going to say,
exactly what it is.
You earned this, it's worth this many points. So.
Which is actually really nice, because, you know, every single person that owns a 360, every time that little thing goes, ba-doink, they all hit the guide button. What did I get?
Oh,
what
exactly.
Did I get? Everybody does.
Especially when you don't know what you're trying for and when
right.
just randomly
and
pops
you just
it
ran
on.
Like, oh, what was that? Ooh. So I mean, that's really nice. You don't have to pause your game to actually see what it was you got.
No, but I'm going to fuck up in my game.
Well, yeah, because you're
looking,
looking
down reading it.
Oh, I just crashed.
Shit. I screwed up the other achievement I was going for. All right, the next one up on the list is enhanced family settings for Xbox Live, for video and voice chat. So I guess you'll be able to restrict more
which is
things.
Good, because I actually have a story
Uh-oh.
About video.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if it's really appropriate.
Anything's appropriate.
Okay. So, Killer Wolverine and I was playing Uno one night.
Oh, no. I've heard so many horror Uno stories.
Oh, I don't think, oh man, we're playing Uno and this guy comes in. I don't even think, I can't remember what his name was, but, like he had his video thing on. And I have mine, the show video. I don't have a camera myself, but like I, you know, see other people. Well, like all you saw was like his hand. And like, I'm like, well, what is he doing? Like, and all of a sudden his hand starts moving furiously and out pokes his,
No.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, no. And I couldn't figure out how to turn it off. And I'm like, please, please kick him. Please kick him. Cause he, Killer Wolverine was the one that, joined the game. And he's like freaking out. He's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And I told him, he was like, oh, he started laughing at me. I'm like, that's not funny.
That's not funny at all. So for the kids out there, we won't say what he was doing, but, he was playing with his Wii.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what he was doing. So. And that's not cool. It's not cool
at
all.
It's like Uno hasn't even, it's not even really like a game anymore. It's more like a place to just show off different things.
That's what it is.
And some things I really don't want to see.
Yeah.
I had a horror story about a picture once. Let me tell you this one. I was playing, I had a guy on my friends list that was a fan of the podcast, and he may still listen to it. But ever since the Vision camera, there's just been some really bad gamer pictures. And this one was the worst one, because I'm sitting there looking at my friends list. I'm like, what the hell is that? I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at it, and I look closer. I'm like, what? Oh, no. Oh, no. It's, oh no, I can see its beard. No! So immediately delete and report for offensive gamer picture. I didn't want to see that.
That's funny.
And I was just like, are you serious?
That's funny.
This is something I wouldn't take a picture of and put it on my gamer picture. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't know.
So thank you, Microsoft, for enhancing the family setting.
Exactly.
All right. The next one is probably the biggest visual upgrade, is there's going to be a new Blade. An entirely new Blade for the marketplace now. And it will actually be sorted and skinned.
That's awesome.
So, like the video marketplace is now, like when you go into the Comedy Central, when it has the Comedy Central background. Like, I watched the video of this, and like it shows like the alien hominid has a little picture of the alien on there. It says, here's what's new. And it's really sorted a lot nicer, so I'll be really interested to look into that. It makes it easier for me to spend my micro points.
Right. So how does that play with the themes that we already have?
From what I hear, it's basically gonna skin just the marketplace Blade for whatever they have.
Gotcha.
So I guess it's gonna be an independent. So now when themes are made, you'll actually be able to skin the fifth Blade. So from now, maybe it'll just be the same as the live Blade or something else, or maybe you'll be able to pick it.
That's cool.
All right, the next one. Here we go. Updates to Xbox Live Arcade. It allows owners to quickly see which Xbox Live Arcade games their friends are playing and join in the fun. They can also compare progress on the leaderboard and achievements with all of their friends. And there's going to be an expand to the telefriend capabilities, making it easier than ever to boast about a high score. So maybe after you get an achievement, you can automatically send a message to them saying, look what I just got!
Right.
So that's my guess as to what that is, because in the video they showed a message going to somebody that said, hey, I just earned 3 achievements for 45 points in Worms.
And that person like wrote back like, good for you.
I'm so glad.
I'm happy for you.
But, you know. All right, the next thing up on the list is for the downloads, which this one is really cool for me. This is for the live arcade games. Faster access to the entire collection of free trial version arcade games. That's new. And then the new progressive download controls, which will allow you to, you know, fast forward, rewind, pause, and resume the video while it's being downloaded.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because right now when you're downloading, when it says ready to play, you can't fast forward, you can't rewind, you can't do anything, you can only watch it. So they're actually allowing you to do that now. Then the extension of the background download, which will allow you to automatically shut your console off after a download. So the next time we get one of those 3 gig demos, or like you download a movie like Superman Returns in HD, and you got to wait 12 hours on the motherfucker to download.
Right.
Yeah, you can just set it, and it shuts off all the fans, shuts off all the processors, and just downloads. Then when it's done, it shuts itself off.
That's awesome.
So that's really nice. And the biggest addition, which for some reason isn't on this list that I have here, is the integration of MSN Messenger.
Which is also really cool, too.
Yeah, so now you can IM on your Xbox 360. And they've expanded the friends list so now that it's separated between your friends and your Messenger buddies. And I think this is you can add 600 users.
Wow.
So if you have 600 IM buddies...
That's a lot. People. Man.
I don't even know 600 people.
I don't either. Like,
so... I don't know if I want 600 people chatting with me while I'm watching, you know, 300 or something.
Exactly. I'm watching a movie.
Oh, but now you can IM on the Xbox 360. So, once again, it's becoming that all-in-one box that it was claimed to be, and this is the reason why you pay $50 a year.
Exactly.
All of this goodness will be released beginning the week of May 7th, and I've heard that the MVPs are going to get it early.
See, I read that too. What is an MVP? What
MVP is like the guys that work at Microsoft.
Oh, okay.
Those kind of guys.
Well, they should get it early.
So they're going to get to play around with it early. So you're going to be getting MSN Messenger chats if you have any of those guys on your friends list. And you're going to be like, I can't do it.
Right. Like, I can't even. Okay. Thanks for nothing, pal. Yeah, like,
thanks for nothing. Thanks for giving me jack and shit, you know. All right, so that's pretty much all the news that we have for this week. So now we're going to turn it over and basically ask you guys what you want. And we just merged with the N4G forums, and we're kind of curious as to what you want to see.
Be it guest host, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, we could have some different people on here and stuff like that, but I'm just kind of curious. I mean, what the first thing we want to post to you is we want you guys to come up with a topic for us to talk about. Get us some good conversation going on. We can, you know, if you want debate arguments, you want us to debate on something.
We do that well.
Yes,
anyway,
we do.
So
we go well into that. It has been a slow week this week. Not much has been going on. So hopefully by the time we do the next podcast, there will be a lot more to talk about. But seriously, top 10 lists. We always do the top 10 lists, which we're not doing this week because this was a short show.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys have any top 10 lists that you want us to do, if you have anything you want us to do, send us a PM, send Professor Chaos a PM, send me a PM. Send us an email, questions@ztgamedomain.com. Of course, always stop by our site if you want to rant and rave about our reviews. If you'd like to hear us do reviews on the show, let us know. We'll give you the opinion of any game you want to know, because we have to play them all.
Yes.
Even if they're not any good, we have to play them all.
Yes. Turtles.
And to bring up turtles. That's a warning. Don't buy turtles.
That's what that was.
But we covered all the news that was new for this week. So if you guys have any more suggestions, questions, anything like that, send us a line. We're sorry for the short show, but there really wasn't much to talk about this week.
No.
And we did lose one combatant this week.
Yeah.
So
hopefully he'll be here.
He'll be back next week, and hopefully Mr. Gambus Khan will be here to give us our call. Because
yeah,
we do love that call.
Indeed.
But for now, we're going to get out of here. So anything you guys want to know, want to see, want to hear, send us a line, drop us an email, and we will take care of it. But for now, we're going to get out of here. So until next week. Check it out, y'all. Check it out. Check it out, y'all. Check it out. Don't be afraid when I turn the party out, because I come from the moon and I carry all the clout. I got a quad laser. It will amaze ya. My gizzard is business. So won't you just step back. Moon of nights and you know that we're back. Everybody else in the house know that they whack. 3 in the morning, I'm looking for the porn. Know that we freeze, so get on your knees. Give a damn, yo, this is who we be. Just like the old school rapper Schoolie D. Moon of night one, I'm a hard rap singer. Moon of night two, yo, I flip you the finger. Check it out.